Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Pats and Rams on Sunday, 6:30, I think, is the kickoff for the Super Bowl.
That is correct.
And last night, so you had opening night, and that's just utter chaos.
It's like a circus.
It is. It's just, you know, people dressed as clowns. You know, we talked to Trenti Kuznarek from NBC Sports Boston. She says it's just a poop show. It's utter chaos. They have a red carpet that they walk.
I feel like the whole week is a little bonkers. It's become very commercialized and there's a lot going on.
Opening night's more for the rabble. You know, it's not for the serious sports reporters. They try and get a little bit of work done, but they really don't do it on that first night.
So then last night you got a little bit more of the sit-down interviews where now the media is getting to talk with some of the players. This first piece of audio is about Pat the Patriot. So you guys may have seen in the Pro Bowl on Sunday, he got tackled by a Jets player.
And it was remarkably unapologetic.
Right. And it was, you know, I think initially we all thought it was a viral story and that they were just using it to get publicity for the Pro Bowl because nobody pays attention to the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out it wasn't a setup. The Pat the Patriot was hurt, had to go and seek medical attention, is not at the Super Bowl because apparently suffering from...
I read he might not be able to be there,
Right. You know, because suffering from migraines and soreness and all of this stuff. And Gronk is not here for it.
We're gonna have to figure a way out to get the revenge. I mean, that was not nice what he did. I mean, I heard the guy got seriously hurt. He's a competitor. Jamal Adams is a competitor, I can tell you that.
So I don't know if it was in there, but he said something about getting even with him too.
Said revenge.
Yeah, we need to figure out how to get revenge.
Got to get revenge. Got to get revenge. So this young fan asked Tom Brady about the haters.
Yes.
What do you do when you got the haters, Kennedy?
Wait, I've never heard of anybody that hates Tom Brady, right?
No.
He seems like a likable guy.
He's affable.
Everybody I don't know. What do we do about the haters? We love them. We love them. We love them back because we don't hate back. We appreciate it, and we love them, and we wish them the best in their life.
See that, Kennedy?
He's the GOAT. Imagine being that good that you're like, I don't care about the
haters. You have to go high when they go low.
My favorite quote from Tom Brady wasn't when he was talking to this kid. It was when some guy was interviewing him, and he and Jared Goff were sitting next to each other, and Jared Goff is the quarterback for the Rams. And the guy asks him, because Jared Goff is about Annie's age right now, you know, and he's asking Tom Brady, he's like, so you were around 24 years old when you're headed to your first Super Bowl. Do you have any advice for Jared Goff, who's literally right next to him? And Tom Brady goes, I'm not giving this guy any advice. That, to me, is the GOAT right there. He's like, I'm not telling this guy anything.
So who would play Tom Brady in a movie?
I've tried to stick with my Boston boys, with Wahlberg and or Matt or Ben. I don't know. Maybe we'll have a casting. I'll get to bring all those guys in.
Or does Matt, he think all those guys are wicked taller than they are?
Yeah, right.
I mean, come on.
Ben Damon's like a 5'7", hard.
Ben
like,
Affleck is the closest one to him because he's about 6'1".
I wasn't really counting him. I was counting Matt and Mark.
I mean, maybe if you put Matt on top of Mark.
There you have it.
There it is.
Here's one other piece of audio again from Tom Brady at the Super Bowl. And, of course, it's going to come up. It has to come up, whether it's... Deflategate,
Spygate.
What else do we have?
You name it,
gate.
Nightshades. Whatever.
Sugar.
Mascot gate. They got to talk
TB12
about
TB12 method.
Yeah, talking about cheating.
All kinds of problems.
Most fans around the country accuse us of cheating.
Favorite junk food that you don't eat, but if you could eat it, that you would splurge on it.
Ice cream or a cheeseburger. But I do eat those.
Yeah.
I just don't eat a lot.
All right.
Yeah. Just every once in a while.
It wasn't cheating. It was cheating on his diet.
Wow.
I indulge sometimes.
So getting to the bottom of things. I like it.
Wow.
All right. And
hi,
now,
you're in the Super Bowl, the biggest athletic contest of all, and I want to talk about what did you eat yesterday?
What's your cheat meal?
The most dynamic personality at the Super Bowl, as always, is Bill Belichick. No, we're going to hear it for all three phases of the game. We're going to do the offense and the defense. We're on to Super Bowl number 9.
We got a great group of guys right here.
We don't even need to play the audio.
They're really good, and they're good competitors, and that's a great football player, and that's a dumb question.
You know, our team has earned its way here. A lot of hard work. We've had our ups and downs, but ultimately, we're able to earn the spot here. We're privileged to represent the AFC in this great game, and certainly a great matchup against an outstanding team with the Rams.
Electric.
I'm so fired up right now.
Honestly, I could run through a brick wall. Yeah, I'm ready.
I got more.
Whoa. Rams are extremely well coached, well prepared. They have great players, great staff.
Wonderful city.
Pretty much led wire to wire.
Love their logo, those colors, those uniforms.
Those were a lot of expectations. Those cleats. For them to do that.
Nice guys.
So.
Nice complexion. We're just gonna
and have had a good week of preparation back in Foxborough. Kind of fine tune a few things here this week, and it'll be ready to compete Sunday night against a great football team.
Let's go!
Wow, electric!
Get lubed up! Let's go!
If any of the houses run out of power today as a result of the polar vortex, just play that audio.
Wow,
that'll light it up.
It's electric.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.